It's Morning Edition on KUT. I'm Matt Largie. When Ivan Ramirez started his search about a year ago, he didn't think he'd find much.
We expected it to be either one or zero.
Out of tens, hundreds of thousands.
And it actually, my first email to my collaborators when I was trying to convince them to join me in this project was, hey, we're probably not going to find any, but if we do, it's going to be really cool.
Ramirez is an astronomer at UT Austin, and he was looking for stars, very specific ones.
We're looking for the stars that were born with the sun, because our sun, just like most other stars, was born in a cluster. Probably 1,000 to 10,000 other stars, and we know that there are a few that we can detect nearby, but it's been a really, really tough job to do.
They were surprised when they actually found one, a star named HD 162826. You can actually see it in the night sky with some binoculars, the sun's sibling. And so how do you find out that our sun and this star are related? Do they have, like, the sun equivalent of genes, I guess?
Something like that, yeah. Since they were born at the same time, from the same cloud, then the composition, the chemical composition of all these stars has to be identical. You know, the mixture of different elements has to be the same among all those stars. So what we can do is to use a technique called spectroscopy that takes the light and decomposes it, and then we analyze that. We try to figure out the physics of stars, and then from that, we can analyze things called spectral lines that tell us which elements are present in that star, and we can actually measure the abundance of different elements in any star. And so what we're trying to find are stars that have the exact same composition as the sun. As a first step.
First step.
Yes, because that's just the first part of it. I mean, we can only go up to a certain point that way, because there could be stars that just by random choice also happen to have the same composition as the sun, but they were born in a different place. And so the second part of this work is to confirm that these objects that have the composition of the sun, the same composition of the sun, are also moving as they should be moving if they were born together with the sun.
And sort of trace them back to their common point in the past?
Right. You could do that eventually if you... I mean, there's two ways of going about this. You can use these motions of stars to narrow down your search and, you know, be more confident about your detections. Or you can try to use only the chemistry on the one side, so use the composition, and then use the motions to figure out where the sun was born, where all these other stars were born.
You know, ultimately, what can we learn from this, or what could this lead to? Will it deepen our understanding, I guess, of the origins of everything?
It's a question of origin of the solar system, because the environment in which our sun was born is important to understand the early stages of planet formation, and if that has anything to do with why there is rocky planets here and the configuration that they are, things like that. It's a question about origins, but it's a nice thing to just to find, you know, the family of the sun, just even just for fun. I think that's a fun project to work on.
Ivan Ramirez, thanks so much.
Oh, thank you.
Ivan Ramirez is an astronomer at UT Austin. He led a team that's identified for the first time another star born from the same cloud of gas as our own sun. There's more on this story at KUT.org. I'm Matt Largie, KUT News.